Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Lynn S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Today is Thursday, April the 3rd, 2025, and we're continuing our study into action on page 88. And we're reading the first paragraph, It Works, It Really Does. And we'll be reading and commenting on that one line only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Claire E., 12 Traditions, Patrick O., and readers of the text, Nick F., Carolyn S., and Martha Z. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And this morning, Claire E. is going to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Lynn. Thank you to everybody for being here. My name's Claire E. I'm a compulsive eater bulimic from the UK. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you, Claire. And now Patrick O. is going to read the 12 traditions. Welcome, Patrick.
Good morning, everybody. Patrick, compulsive eater from Tennessee. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought to never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policies based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media for communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick O. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive readers only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no absence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we're resuming our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Into Action. On page 88, the first paragraph, it works, it really does. And we'll be reading and sharing on that one paragraph. And this morning, Nick F. is going to read for us. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, family. This is Nick F. I'm here. Sorry about that. Nick F. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeating. And it says, it works. It really does. Yeah. What works? This way of life, this is what we've been reading. And do these steps every day. You know, I'm well-versed at what did not work. Eating, trying to kill myself. And just yesterday, you know, I just recently joined Nicotine Anonymous, you know, and what works is saying one more of anything. I'll just get to do this one more time. I'll just get to have one last thrill, one last hit. And the disease already knows if it can get me to take one of anything, I'm off and going. But these steps, having a sponsor, getting to do service, making sure that I'm not trying to run my own life. What I'm getting the line is that the disease is going to respect one thing, and that's a power greater than myself. That's it for me. You know, anytime I think I'm too big or that I know how to do anything, I'm going to get my ass whooped, basically. And for me, you know, I'm pretty new here. I get to do the trying, the 10-step trying. I get to commit a time, and I get to know that I'm going to do this, and I'm going to write these things out, and it just continues to work. Like, I could barely get out of my car, right? I could barely go up steps without wanting to kill myself. I was always thinking of, I wanted to die. I wanted to die. And for the last 4 years, I've been free of that. It worked. I put my hand in somebody's hand. I got honest. I said some things out loud. I continue to do this, and I don't want to take my own life. And I was furious that I had to join another program. But my sponsor is amazing. And I'm back to, you know, the humble space of counting days. So I'm on day 5 of nicotine free. But it's not just because I'm trying to quit, just like with the food. If I was trying to quit the food, I'd still be eating today. No, this program, it works. My life is being saved again. I'm trying to get closer to God. Again, I'm trying to learn how to carry another new message. And it worked. It worked. So thank God. I just encourage anybody and everybody today, press star 1 and unmute. You never know who life you might save. And with that, I pass. Thank God.
Thank you, Nick F., for getting us started. The line is now open for sharing on what we just read. Although we value your experience, We ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared yesterday or the day before, step back and let others have their turn. And please, say your name just once. It really does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share this morning?
Marlon G.
Katie
L. Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Troy C.
Okay. Thank you. So far, I've heard Harlan G., Katie F., Robin P., and Troy C. Who else would like to share this morning?
Christina L.
Marion H.
Okay, that's a good lineup for this morning. Let's start with that. We've got Harlan G., Katie F., Robin T., Troy C., Christina L., and Marion H. So good morning, Harlan. Welcome.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you very much. I'm Harlan G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. When I was a little kid, I was the fattest kid around that I knew of. And when I was in third grade, a kid by the name of Elliot, I can see him now, he came up to me in the playground at Green School, and he punched me in the face as hard as he could, and he said, "You're fat, Grabowski." And about 25, 30 of my classmates saw him do it. But I wanted to deny that he had done it, and I don't know why, and it took me decades to figure out why. And the line is, it works, it really does, which I'll get to in a minute, but the reason I didn't want to admit that he did it is because at some level I felt I deserve this. Because the abuse, the existential rejection of the world, I felt I deserved it. Because from the time I was a little kid, the world sent me a very clear signal. If you are fat, if you eat too much food, you are absolutely unacceptable the way you are. Existentially, you are wrong and incorrect. This is what the world told me. I got diet pills from the doctor when I was 9 years old. I had diet pills from the doctor when I was 14 years old. I have tried every diet known to man from the time I was 6 or 7 years old. I did everything to acquiesce to the demands of a world that did not accept me. I did everything I could to acquiesce, and everything was an abysmal failure. This program works. It's not that I just lost. It's not that I lost over 500 pounds. It's not that I can walk 3 miles a day. It's not that I can get in and out of a car. It's not that I can go to the movies and sit in the seat. It's not that I no longer loathe myself. It's not that I no longer have all the difficulties that this disease heaps upon me. It's that I like and respect myself today. It's that I live an honest life and have for decades. It's that I am who you see. I believe in God. I have a mighty rhythm and a purpose that underlay all, that God is a part of my life, as are positive people. I wake up in the morning and I am not alone. Even though I am alone, I have people that care about me. I care about them. I have a life today, and I have a life today that includes meetings and steps and sponsor and sponsees. I have a life that works. So when I read these words that are some of the most important words in the English language, it works, it really does. I'm reminded that the reason that I have a life today that includes self-acceptance and the love of God and the love of people and my bills are paid and I have a life that works today is because of this program. This is the easier, softer way. This is what works for me, and
I
it is
see.
So simple. And with that, I will pass. Thanks, Lynn, for your service. Thanks for making the meeting possible. With that, I will pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harlan G. Katie F., it's your turn, followed by Robin P. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for your service. And I'm Katie Upp, a recovered compulsive overeater in Virginia. It works. It really does. Well, as everyone will probably talk about, it's like, what is it? And for me, it's putting the food down first and keeping it down. And that, of course, was the hardest thing for me to do because I was the I know girl, just like so many of us are. And so I just thought that I knew what to do. I'd been in OA for 6 years, and I'd had, you know, a number of food plans. Like Harlan, I was put on diet pills in middle school, and I lost a lot of weight. At the time, I didn't need to lose much. I lost most of it. And then I dieted for another 14 years before I got abstinent for the, you know, that I'm still abstinent from. And so I thought I knew it all. And so what it is me smashing my ego and saying, no, I don't know what to do. And one day at a time, I have built on that, and God has helped me to blaze a new trail in my life that is completely paved with things that do work for me today. They do work, and I don't have to fall back down the steps and do the things that I did in the past to cope with life, which was to pick up the food, live in morbid reflection, and be, you know, mad at myself, mad at the world, burn bridges in relationships, and all those things. Today, I follow this program to the letter. I do what I say I'm going to do. And if I don't, if I'm not able to do what I said I was going to do, then I let my people know, like, no. And that's not just with the food. I'm an honest person today. I do the best I can in my work, at home, as a wife, as a mother, as a pet owner, as a grandmother, and all the things that I have going on in my life. And the reason why they work today is because I just keep showing up, rinsing, and repeating. I'm not trying to reinvent this program and make it work for, well, now that I'm in my 60s, now that I'm almost, you know, at retirement, then, you know, I don't need to do that anymore. Well, you know, I've been doing this for decades. I don't need to write anymore. I've been doing this for decades. I don't need to do 10 steps. I can 10 step myself. And yes, sometimes I can. Sometimes I don't need to make a phone call. But if I do need to make a phone call, I make a phone call. If I do have squirrely thoughts in my head, I talk about it. I write about it. I pray about it. And that is the difference for me today from where I was before, which was being the one who knew it all. And thank you very much. I don't have to do that. You have to do that, but I don't. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Katie. And where are you calling from, please?
I'm from Virginia.
Thank you. Okay, Robin P. from Costa Rica, you're up, followed by Troy C. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for making the meeting possible and everyone else who does service on this meeting. And welcome to the newcomers. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And, you know, it really works. I woke up this morning obsessing about my mom, who's been very challenging. And, you know, and I just thought, oh, I know what I get to do. I get to do a 10 step and when the meeting's over, you know, and just I have a solution today that works. And, it, you know, I had that mental obsession combined by that physical allergy that was talked about in Big Book. And, you know, that mental obsession was the part that drove me to the food. And I have a solution today for that mental obsession. And, you know, that old pour me a drink, you know, I'm so grateful today that I know what to do. And before I didn't know what to do. And now, you know, I always believe in reaching up and reaching out, you know, and I have so much support. And I also am supportive to other people. It's such a blessing. I'm so grateful for my God squad and for God and the solutions. We have so much going on, my husband and myself right now. We're about to leave Costa Rica on April 17th, and we have these two dogs and who adopted us. We've been fostering them for 2 years, and we have not
found a home for them because there's so many homeless dogs. And we're taking them with us to the States and working on a solution there. And that in itself is they were jungle dogs, so they've never been crated. This whole thing is, and just so many things going on. I have some dental work. My husband needs cataract surgery. We're going to London. And all of this gets to be done abstinently with God's grace, reaching out for help one day at a time, because it seems insurmountable to me. And I know it isn't with God's help and working my program. It really works no matter what's going on. I get to go through this abstinently and grow spiritually. You know, I always believe I either grow up or I grow out, and I choose to grow up today. So God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin P. Excuse me. Troy C., good morning. It's your turn, followed by Christina L. And where are you calling from, please, Troy?
Good morning. This is Troy C. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for your service, moderator. Ooh, I'm following some heavy hitters this morning. An incredible lead, a bunch of great shares. Yeah, I mean, I don't have my book in front of me. I guess I immediately interpreted the sentence to be about, you know, this 11 step practice and building the relationship with my higher power. And then of course it easily maps onto this entire process. And I can emphatically say that both those things work with this sentence. You know, I came to OA because I knew what alcoholism was. I had been sober in another program for a decade, doing every diet imaginable because I refused to ask God for help with the food. And then I tried to figure out some type of 12-step legal precedent on why my step work and relationship with a higher power in another program couldn't protect me from the food. And I really tried to weasel my way out of it. And I discovered that my alcoholism was really into food. I really did not want to put it down. And I had to exhaust myself of every other avenue to prove to myself that I was a real alcoholic with the food. And what this program has given me is twofold. At first, I just wanted to lose weight. And I was just looking for relief from the food. And I did get that. But that alcoholism, that alcoholic reaction to food, that inability to control myself, propelled me to pursue a relationship with my higher power that, for whatever reason, I did not pursue to complete abandon in another program. And so what I'm experiencing now is this growing, deepening, widening relationship with a higher power that can provide for me the next intuitive thought or action throughout the day. It makes me a better employee, a better brother, a better son, a better person. I can interact with the people around me without constantly trying to manipulate them to get what I want. And so, you know, these steps have been a means to an end. At first, the end was, I just want to be in a thin body. But now the end is, I want to have this deeper connection with a higher power that I'm growing to know. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what dimension it exists in. I know that it has infinite love, infinite patience, that I'm the apple of its eye, that it's counted every hair on my head, which I heard on this meeting and rocked my world. This power, it protects me from food. It protects me from other things. And it wants what's best for me. And I could have never established that relationship without these steps, without this meeting, without this program. There are probably other ways to attain it. And that's awesome. Everybody can find their relationship with power. That's awesome. But anyway, thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Troy C. from Florida. Next up, we have Christina L., followed by Marion H. Welcome, Christina.
Good morning, Christina L., recovering compulsive overeater from Florida. Thanks for your service. And I thought we were on the next paragraph this morning, but this one works just as well. It works. It really does. It certainly does. I just came back from a week-long cruise in the middle of my steps and stuff. I'm on step 11 and everything, and I'm going to be wrapping it up here soon, thank God, and get back to working with others. But, you know, I was able to get through that cruise and celebrate 60 days of abstinence coming off the boat, and was then immediately hit with life right afterwards. And it was one hell of a week. And, you know, I'm still in the middle of it, going through absolute chaos in my life. But, you know, I'm doing so abstinently and through the help of God. And thank God this program and fellowship and everyone that, you know, helps me and supports me and takes my tens and all that stuff. And, you know, food has not been a thought for me, with the exception of one day, I think it was on Tuesday this week, where the thoughts were just coming into my mind like that, you know, you're never going to get this right, so you might as well just eat and stuff. And, you know, there wasn't anything calling me directly or anything like that. And I don't think I even realized that I was having that thought until my sponsor asked me that when we talked that night. And then I was able to recall it and be honest about it and stuff. And, you know, I did a multiple of 10 steps in the last couple of days with everything going on and everything. And, you know, never once has my thought turned to food, with the exception of that one time. And when it did, you know, I was given a reprieve and was able to just move on with the next right thing of what I needed to do. And never in my life or wildest dreams have I ever been able to do that anywhere else. And it's not anything that I'm doing. It's what God's doing for me. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Christina L. And next up, we have Marion H. Good morning, Marion.
Morning. This is Marion H. Can I be heard?
You can.
Okay. I'm a compulsive eater. Worked the 12 steps and very nervous. I've been around for many years, and I finally did all the steps, and I'm always going to be one bite away, but I'm grateful to say that I'm recovered. And this program works when you work it. And I have God in my life, and I have vision, and I have many people, and God and the steps is going to help me to have a different life that I've been looking for a long, long time. And I'm so grateful that I stuck around for approximately 50 years, and I finally did all the steps. And I'm so, so grateful to God and to vision, because I have a different life, and I'm not in the food, and the food is neutral, and I'm so, so grateful. So with that, I pass, and I'm going to try not to isolate. That's my biggest that's one of my biggest problems.
And where are you calling from, Marion?
I am in Florida, Boynton Beach, Florida. Thank you very much. Everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. For those of us who might have come on the line a little bit later this morning, we're continuing our study of the Big Book in the chapter Into Action. We are on page 88, that first paragraph. It works. It really does. And we're commenting on that one sentence only. So the line is now open for sharing on what we just read. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day, so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, please step back and let others have their turn. And please say your name just once. It does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share?
Stephanie O.
Laurie M.
Okay, so far I heard Pete B., Stephanie L., and Lori M. Who else would like to share, please?
Adrian N.
Got room for a couple more.
Adrian N.
I heard you. Thanks, Adrian.
Liz S. from Florida, from Oregon.
Tony B.
Great. There's our lineup. Thank you. We've got Pete B., Stephanie L., Lori M., Adrian N., Liz S., and Tony B. So good morning, Pete B. Welcome.
Thanks, Lynn, for taking the meeting. Appreciate your service. My name is Pete B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy. So, you know, it works. It works in doing what? Right? And it works in producing the desired outcome. And what I've come to, you know, in observing, you know, throughout my history in the 12-step recovery programs is that the desired outcome is individual. It's different for many people, right? Some people have different expectations of what this process is supposed to produce. Some people are fine with the food being down. Some people are fine with not being in a healthy body weight or a healthy body size. Some people have different expectations of what the result is supposed to produce, right? And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. People want to settle for what they want to settle for. People want to aspire for more.
Pete, your connection is kind of funny,
I'm in a tough spot. You know what, Lynn? I'll go ahead and pass. Don't worry about it.
Are you sure? Okay. Thank you, Pete. Thanks. All right. Maybe if you want to try calling back. Thank you. Okay, Stephanie L., it's your turn, followed by Lori M. Good morning, Stephanie. Stephanie, please press star 1.
So sorry. Yes, good morning. I'm sorry. This is Stephanie O.
Good morning.
Good morning. No worries. This is Stephanie O from New York. And thank you so much for taking the meeting. I love your tone of voice. It's beautiful. And I'm just so grateful to be on this meeting this morning, and I'm so grateful for Vision. I found these meetings after going to a Region 6 convention and hearing an incredible person who just really brought this way of life to me, and I could never be more grateful, because really, what have I learned? I learned that I have a life problem. I have a life problem. I just happen to like food and use that to cope with it. I could have, you know, I come from a long line of addicts. I could have chosen an array, but I have a likeness for food, and so I've chosen that. And so this morning when I hear this sentence, you know, it works, it really does. You know, it is a noun, and what is it? For me, it's God. God works. He really does. And that's what I've learned in the past 6 months is that my spirit, the spirit, the divinity that was placed inside me, it works when I open the connection. And opening the connection for me looks like putting down food. It looks like praying for my character defects to be removed one day at a time, you know, asking God to just show me what is the next right thing to do. It's doing random acts of kindness without the notoriety for them. It's, you know, asking for what I want, and I'm sorry, asking for what I truly think I need, and then being okay with the result. I work in a school, and I just recently put in for a transfer, and I am not going to get it. And, you know, old Stephanie would have been like, oh, poor me, like, I can't believe this. I can't, everything I do, blah, 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 blah. And instead, I was like, okay, it's just not the right time for you, and God's got something better in mind. And that thought came into my mind first. That was the first thought that came in. Is that, okay, God, I guess this isn't the right time for this right now. And I sincerely felt at peace with saying those words. And that's a miracle. Because I know in the past what I would do as a result. I would leave my school, and I'd go to the nearest convenience store to buy my drug of choice. And today, it works. God works.
And thank you to all the women and men on this line who've helped to teach me that. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you, Stephanie O from New York. Next up, we have Lori M, followed by Adrian N. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, everybody out there. This is Lori M, recovering compulsive overeater from New Orleans. It works. It really does. The thing is, what is it? Well, for me, it is the work, and that is being in meetings, reaching out to other compulsive overeaters that are recovered, just hearing recovery and not isolating and just listening to what recovery is. That's what it is. When I think of it works, I think of Laurie needs to work. Laurie needs to do it. And then as I become so immersed in the program, it just seems so much like not work. It's just me reaching out to my fellows. It is my way of life now. It turns on the lights in my life every day when I wake up in the morning. And I want to just really be thankful and grateful for each and every one of you out there so that I can have this beautiful to wake up to every morning. And I thank you. And with that, I pass. Y'all have a great day.
And thank you, Lori M. from New Orleans. Adrian, it's your turn, followed by Liz. Hi, Adrian.
Good morning. It's Adrian N. It's Nancy, or no longer struggling. And I'm in Florida. And it's just like five words. It works. It really does. And it does. And, you know, I struggled for, I don't know, over four decades in the rooms, abstinent, not abstinent, abstinent, wanting to eat. It's just, I just could not get over the hump of neutrality, you know. And I don't know how it came about, you know. And recently, I struggled again with wanting to eat. And, you know, but since like January of 2018, it has been a really good ride, a really easy ride. And so, like I say, it's just a miracle. You know, God does for me what I can't do for myself. And I know, you know, God speaks to me through others. I know God speaks to me through nature, through the weather, through everything, you know. And it's just a miracle. I don't know how it works. I don't know what God looks like. I know I feel like I'm just one of God's pets because I've always treated my pets better than I've treated people. And I want to be treated wonderfully. And so my God is my master. And with that, I'm happy with that. I'm just so happy that this meeting is here. I hear such wonderful, wonderful insights. I learned so much about myself from all of you. And with that, I thank you and pass.
Thank you, Adrian N. from Florida. Now we've got Liz S., followed by Tony B. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for your service. This is Liz S., a recovered compulsive eater from Oregon. So I'm listening to all the shares, and I really have enjoyed them. Thank you for your insights, everyone. My insight is that my garage door lock broke and we couldn't use the key. And we wanted to use the key because it opens all the other doors in the house, the external doors. So we called a locksmith and he used a toolkit. And the toolkit for changing the lock. He rebuilt the lock. He put little tiny pieces of metal into the lock that were the right length and shape to make the key work again. They were the tiniest little things I'd ever seen. And what he did is was able to use skills given to him by God to fix something in the world. And that's what I think it is. I think it is partly, I mean, it's not, it is greater than, I think, all of the things that everybody's been talking about and more mysterious. But this way, it was knowing how to use the right tools and pick up the littlest, tiniest screwdrivers you can imagine and put this back together, and it worked. So my feeling about it works, it really does, is I have now a toolkit to distinguish between anger and sadness and joy and all those other things that I didn't have the vocabulary. I didn't have the toolkit to understand or to manipulate or to use to be able to live a good life with my God being right there and me being immersed in my God and being part of my God, like an organelle is part of a cell or an organ is part of a body. I'm just a little piece. And God gives me the strength and the knowledge and the power, and he gives me everything. So I just wanted to say it's a toolkit. Thank God I have a new toolkit, because otherwise I couldn't do the things I do in this life. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Liz F. Tony B., welcome. It's your turn.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for your service. My name's Tony B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Scotland. Oh, thank you so much for this meeting. I'm so grateful for it. I thank you, Nick, for your lead chair and everyone shares. Yeah, it works. It really does. And it relates to step 11, but it, you know, it's coming after that pause when we're agitated or doubtful, asking for the right thought or action, being in much less danger of worry and all of that. And it's so important for me to work the other parts of the program, to be not in those anxious, fearful places. So this is a real central part. That there's been a lot before, you know, and there's going to be a lot after as well. So I think it does, you know, it has to relate to the whole of the program, because we need it all. I need to remember every morning I'm a compulsive overeater, a real compulsive overeater, and I need God's help. I need to know that he can restore my sanity. And I use that, you know, every time I get disturbed, and call somebody and talk to them about it. And, you know, I'm asking God to help me in those moments. But that's pause too, you know, that's the pause. And I have to be centered to help others, to do the sponsorship work that I do, and to get out of me thinking that it's me that's doing it. I pause before and ask God in, and he helps me then to say the right thing. He comes into interactions between me and other fellows, you know. So, you know, it doesn't have to just be that 11th step. It's throughout the whole of it, you know, that I need God. And it works, and nothing else worked for me. It was, you know, until I really got this, you know, that I had to be completely abstinent and work the steps and keep working them and work with others and pass on what I'd learned and phone people and just get right in the middle of things. My mind just kept taking me back to the food. So I'm so grateful that there is a solution, and you know, that life can just grow from here on. This is, if I keep doing it, it can grow, because I have no idea how to live no idea how to live before, the desperation, the despair, the mental illness, and that. I love you all. You are my family. And I thank you all. And I'll pass with that. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Tony B. from Scotland. Okay, we've got time for 3 or 4 more shares. And I'm going to try and see if we can connect with Pete B. again to start. Who else would like to share, please?
Could I get Liz F.'s location to reach out to her?
Who was that you were looking for?
Liz F.
Oregon.
Is it F as in Sam?
Yes, thank you. Yep. Yep. Who else would like to share, please?
Yvette L.
Anne Marie M.
Okay, I heard Yvette L and I heard Anne Marie M, but there was somebody before Anne Marie.
Sherry A.
Great. There's our lineup. Let's try that. Okay, Pete B, are you back in a better area? Could we hear you now?
I think I am. You tell me.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Pete. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks, Pete B. So as I was saying, right, like it works in producing the desired outcome, and different people have a different desired outcome. See, my desired outcome is to get what the big book says I'm going to get. My desired outcome is that I will become recovered, which means I'm going to return to the state that my Creator made me. I'm going to be able to utilize the gifts, the skills, the resources, the character that the Creator put inside me to utilize, not to disregard. That I'll be able to learn how to do accurate self-appraisal of my behavior, of my thoughts, of my actions. That I can utilize the fellowship for the appropriate role that the fellowship is supposed to play. But I could also learn to depend upon and rely upon all of these things that the Creator put in me. See, I want to walk with pride and dignity. I want to have self-agency and understand that anything that I decide to pursue, I can accomplish because I have a power that I've tapped into as a result of working these steps. See, not the steps as a tool to address any situation or circumstance that comes into my life, but a transformation has occurred as a result of working these steps in entire abstinence. And I'm free. And that was my desired outcome. So absolutely, it works in putting me into the place where I wanted to be my entire life. Because I formed a relationship with my Creator, and I'm able to match calamity with serenity. I'm able to walk with pride and dignity, free of the worry, the guilt, the shame, the remorse of the days and the actions of before, right? I've been forgiven. I've been renewed. And that's what the Bible tells me is going to happen. Some people have a different intended result. Some people will want to have reliance and dependence on humans and meetings and powers and sponsorship and writing and all those things, and that's all fine and dandy. I choose to be free, and this process has made me free. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Pete B. Yvette L., it's your turn, followed by Sherry. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. My name is Yvette L., and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. And, you know, what works, learning how to live this spiritual life, which is not theory, you know, this is actually how I live my life, because if I'm not doing this work, I don't have much of a life. And the result that I've gotten as a result of these steps is true freedom, you know, and step 9 talks about a new freedom and a new happiness, which means that, you know, it's something I hadn't experienced before. And that's been my experience. I'm free in a way that I never expected to be. You know, I'm free from the obsession with food. How the heck did that happen? I didn't do it. I know I didn't do that. But I know that if I keep doing the things that have gotten me connected to this power that has taken away the obsession, I'll continue to be free.
So the result that I want is true freedom. You know, it's not some rigid compliance to, you know, all the rules that I can make up in my head. It's staying connected to this power that has given me a life way better than anything I ever expected for myself. So I seek freedom today. I'm not looking for comfort anymore because, you know, comfort means I'm, you know, I'm staying in my little box where I feel comfortable. And, you know, this power wants me to continue to grow and change. That's what, you know, the last three steps are about for me, continuing to grow and change. And that means I'm going to be uncomfortable because I'm going to be, you know, doing things that I'm, you know, nudged to do, which, you know, means I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. And with access to this power, I'm okay being uncomfortable today because I am free. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much, Yvette from Connecticut. Next up is Sherry, followed by Anne Marie. And Sherry, could you please give us your last initial and tell us where you're calling from?
Good morning, everyone. Sherry A. from Ontario. I'm fairly new to program, and what drove me was desperation. I didn't have a handle on my eating, and I knew that everything that I've tried all my life didn't work. When God brought me to OA, he gave me food neutrality immediately. So it means that then the goal can't be that for me. And he made it very clear within the first 3 days that he was the goal. He made that very clear. And so as a new person, I'm thankful that I'm sharing at the end because I've gotten to listen to many recovering and recovered people who are giving me hope that I can press on, continue to do what God has called me to, this program, this OA program. He has called me to it. He's led me to it. If I continue to work the program, as it said, I hear this expression all the time, work the program, then it'll work. It will work. It's giving me so much hope on this Thursday morning right now, just to know that the one thing that I've always wanted all my life is to have such a deep connection with my God, and to think that he loves me enough to bring me to a program, to give me a wonderful sponsor. I hope she's listening. Give me a wonderful sponsor and bring me into a program whose primary focus is on him. I didn't even know it existed, but I'm so grateful. Why? Because now I have the hope, and not just the hope, but the assurance that it works. And I have that assurance, not because I'm guessing, but because I've sat here for almost an hour listening to people all around the world testify and proclaim that it works. So why would I doubt that it's going to work for me too? I'm just really grateful. I am thankful for all your shares, and I'm thankful to God for bringing me here and for giving me that thing. I can claim it in advance. I can claim it by faith that it's going to work for me too. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful and blessed day.
Thank you, Sherry A. from Ontario, Canada. And next up, we have Anne Marie M. And Anne Marie, you've got 2 minutes, so please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you so much for leading the meeting. And my name is Anne Marie M. I am gratefully recovering through God's grace and mercy and for it. I am in South Carolina. It, to me, is the entire program. And the program is God. They're one and the same for me because this program has taught me how to live a life of the way that God has intended me to be. I am now the woman that God wants me to be because of this program, because of the steps, because of learning how to become other-centered, step 12, learning that I need to confess my sins to another, and own up to what
I do and not put blame on other people. And I've learned to see people as God sees them. Not all the time. I have to, you know, of course, not all the time. But that's really important for me, to see people as God sees them. And that helps me so much when I do it. So I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful that it does work. It really does. And I'll pass with that. Thanks.
Thank you, Anne Marie M. from South Carolina. And thank you to everyone who shared and to Team Thursday. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing. In the share ID for today, Thursday, April the 3rd, the 7 a.m. meeting is 22313. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Carolyn S., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. This is Carolyn S., recovered compulsive overeater in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.